You're listening to Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast, Season 2, Episode 4, Parties. Hi, everyone. In this episode, I want to focus on a super fun topic, holiday parties. These are parties you can host, enjoy as a family, or celebrate with a group of friends. They can be as grand or basic as you want. Let's dive right in. In Season 1, Episode 3, I talk a lot about our family's traditional candy-making party that my brother and sister-in-law host every year. Give that a listen if you're interested. Maybe a cookie party sounds fun to you. Sounds delicious to me. Invite your friends to make 2 dozen cookies. Bring a printout of the recipe and name of the cookie, and come to your home for the swap. As the hostess, you can grab cute tins at the dollar store and have one for each guest. Line up all the cookies around the kitchen, dining room, or both. Make a fun holiday cocktail, hot cider, or hot chocolate, and have some light bites to nibble on. When everyone has arrived, give a toast to a great holiday season and let the filling of the tins begin. Speaking of cookie parties, my friend Chris used to host a cookie decorating party for our neighborhood friends and their kids. There were cookies, icing, and lots of sprinkles. She also had a Christmas movie playing when the decorating was done, and it was time to eat the creations. That was a fun party for the kids and the moms. For the last couple of years, my friend Christy has organized a family Christmas Eve pickleball party for a few families in our neighborhood. We book courts, dress in festive activewear, and listen to peppy holiday tunes while we battle on the courts. Pickleball is a lot of fun. Being active with friends is the best. My friend Rebecca hosts a cardio tennis event with Christmas music. And my friend Kim in Florida leads a Christmas Zumba class. Check out how you can be active and festive where you are, or better yet, start your own new tradition. I love the concept of an open house. Set a time frame in the afternoon or evening and invite friends to stop by for some holiday cheer. You can serve hot cider or champagne and sweets and play holiday tunes. It might just be the thing your friends need to kick off the holiday season. Be sure your home is decorated and smells like Christmas. If you have a big family, maybe plan a holiday brunch or dinner. When my brother and sister-in-law have been here for Christmas, we have done an early church together on Christmas Eve, followed by dinner out, and then back to our home for dessert and gifts. Here's a fun idea my friend Anila set up one year, a My Favorite Things party. She gave us a money limit, and we had to bring something or things we use regularly for home or beauty. At the party, we drew numbers and got to pick a gift. It was so fun to see and hear about everyone's favorites. An ornament exchange is always a fun party idea. This can be an easy one to do at lunch out. That way, no one hosts, but you still have a theme and leave with a special memory. Christmas caroling can be a fun group outing through a neighborhood, or maybe someone has a fire pit and a gathering can be extra cozy. Did you know that singing is good for you? That is a fact. Progressive parties are fun. You can start with apps at one house, move to another for a main dish, and end somewhere else for desserts and games. I love this idea. There are lots of Christmas books out there. Maybe this year you start a Christmas book club. Everyone can read a Christmas-themed book and then get together to share the thoughts. The book can be the same for everyone, or everyone can choose their own and then come together to discuss. Either way, it is another opportunity to get in the holiday spirit and get together to share with friends. You could do this with out-of-town friends or family and set up a virtual get-together to discuss. I would love to know your holiday party ideas. Remember, you can always share with me on Instagram at Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast. Here is a festive recipe for Christmas tree press cookies from my Aunt Pat. This would be the perfect thing if you're hosting or going to a cookie exchange. My aunt makes these for me every year. Secretly, I eat one or two with my morning coffee until they're gone. Then I ask her for more. Hee hee. These cookies also make great gifts. If you don't have a cookie press or have never used one, they're fun. You can purchase one on Amazon. It will come with several molds, so lots of shapes are possible. Here's how you make them. The dough consists of 1 cup of softened butter, 1/2 cup of powdered sugar, and 2 cups of flour. Blend all of those together and place in your cookie press. Press the cookies onto a nonstick baking pan and bake at 350 degrees until done. About 18 minutes. This recipe makes about 6 dozen cookies and can be doubled or tripled. Add sprinkles if desired before they go into the oven. Cool after cooking on a wire rack. These are irresistible. For this episode's Mary's Merriest Top Picks, I want to share some of my favorite games to play at parties. If you have Apple TV, look for Quiplash, Quiplash. This is a game everyone can play on their phones. You link up and are asked a series of questions that you answer. Then, all the questions and answers are revealed and everyone votes for the answer they like most. It can get super silly and competitive. My cousin, Derek, and his hubby, Eric, are amazing party planners, and they always have a game at the ready. They introduced me to Celebrity. Everyone writes down names of celebrities on separate little slips of paper. Those all get put in a bowl. You divide up in teams and take turns getting your team to say the name of the celebrity that is drawn. There are several rounds and the rules get more complicated, but there are always lots of laughs and it's always fun. You could make it Christmassy by choosing Christmas characters as the celebrities. I love that idea and plan to do it this year. Christmas trivia is fun. There are lots of games out there that you can purchase. Simply divide into teams and someone from the other team asks your team a trivia question. If anyone on your team gets it correct, your team gets a point. First to 15 or any number you set wins. It's as easy as that. Have you played left, center, right? This is a dice game. You sit around the table. We like to do this after Christmas dinner and play. Everyone gets 3 chips, and there are 3 dice that have left, right, a solid dot, and a star on them. After you roll, you do what the dice says with your chips. The solid dot means you keep your chip, The star means one goes to the center pile, and the left and right means that you move your chip to the person sitting either to the left or right of you. The dice move from player to player. The last person with a chip is the winner. You can up the level of competition by using dollar bills instead of the chips that come with the game. The winner gets the cash in the center pile. You can purchase this game on Amazon, or I've seen it at Target too. The last game is super creative. My friend Ashley's mom, Barry, played this game at the party she threw. You set out a big pile of newspaper or Christmas gift wrap and scissors and tape and give your guests a time limit to create their own artistic masterpiece. Then everyone's creations are displayed and voted on. As you can imagine, the creations are wildly creative and filled with imperfection, which brings a lot of giggles. Whatever games you decide on, enjoy the laughs and have fun. Great memories are guaranteed. Well, friends, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. Be sure to share this episode with a friend and give a review on iTunes. If you want to be part of the conversation, follow me on Instagram and Threads at Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast. Feliz Navidad, everyone!